Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Time now for some of your feedback.
Yesterday, we talked about Boston's reaction to the Penn State child sex abuse scandal.
Listener Sandy Vivas wrote to say she believes athletic leaders at Penn State covered up knowledge of the abuse.
As a woman in sports my whole life, the importance of football is so overwhelming it drowns out anything else, Sandy writes. Look at the Title IX violations that are rampant. Look at the myth of how football makes money. Football, she says, sucks institutions of funds and ethical behavior.
Now, in that same segment, here's how NPR sports reporter Mike Pesca described the power and authority of former head coach Joe Paterno.
Joe Paterno was at Penn State longer than Queen Elizabeth was Queen of England. When he came into Penn State, 52 of the 54 countries in Africa were not even countries.
When you learn of a child being molested, you call the police. End of story, writes listener Maggiorini on our website. It's this attitude emanating from the reverence of sports that made this possible. Comparing Paterno's tenure to the reign of monarchs? Come on.
V. Whiteside emailed us that there may be a reason why Paterno, as an employee of a major university, didn't directly call the police. We sign a contract that requires that we report via the chain of command.
And earlier in the week, we talked about ideal last meals with two famous Boston chefs and the author of the book, My Last Supper, The Next Course. There were a lot of, well, interesting suggestions.
Maria Denaro wrote in that she and her friends have a menu in mind, including London broil, fried clams from Woodman's, and peach ice cream that are all on the menu.
Edward from Milton wrote to ask you, Magna, to share your mother's chicken curry recipe.
I will if she gives me permission.
Okay, so while we wait to hear from Magna's mom, keep your feedback coming. You can find out all the ways to contact us at radioboston.org.
There's more after the break. Stick with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.